That is a big machleik satana. Sometimes say, yeah, why not? See what it may be kadishanish, shabbat keser. Mikadishanish. Other Tanaim say no, that korban is dam mamun gavoya. You can't be mikadishanish. And there's a third opinion, there's Agnini's opinion, who distinguishes between kachim kachim and kachim kalim. Kachim kachim is mamun gavoya, and kachim kalim is mamun vayim. So what does this concept mean? That korbanas are mamun gavoya, or kachim kachim are mamun gavoya. What does it mean? One Tana denies the whole thing. In the Mishnah, it's Machlokes on Meir Rabbi Yehuda. In the middle of the second parak, not even the end, in the middle of the second parak of Kiddushin. One Tana denies the whole thing. So the Gemara then Kiddushin derives the part of the derivations from this pasuk in today's Seder. Zeh yelecho mikodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh. Koyrach v'schoyle kalak kohunim. So because he was wrong. The kohuna was given to Aaron Abanam. So that's why the Rabbanu Shalom at the end of Parshas Korach, after he warns that no one should ever be chaylek al kohuna, that this is a divine thing, that the Korach, the Moshe and Aaron didn't make it upon their own, so the Rabbanu Shalom repeats all of the Matzis Kuna. V'dabar Hashem al Aharon v'anihin imisati l'cho es mishmeres trumaisa. And all the Chof Talmud Matzis Kuna are rois gerechim. They're listed out over there. So the Pasuk says that the Kohanim eat kochi kadosh. Kachim kalim, they eat part of it. They eat the chaz v'shoik. But kachim kachim is never eaten to a non-kohen. The oil is burnt, and the chatas and the yashim is only eaten by zichri kohen. So the pasuk says, "Zei yelachom," speaking to Aharon Avraham, "Zei yelachom mikodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh from a chatas and an yashim. You get all of it. V'chahu ulevanechem." So the Gemara at one time the darshins. Zeh yelecha mekodesh hakadoshim min ha'esh. What's the drasha? Ka'esh. Ma'esh la'achila. Esh is only for the purpose of consuming, of burning the karbonas. So the Torah says, no, you burn the whole thing. You just remove the skin. You don't burn the skin. But everything else, the besar oil, you burn. Chatas and yasham. You remove part of the flesh from the esh. Part of the flesh you do burn. The emur, the chelav you burn. But part of it you remove. The part that's taken out from the Yesh, you give it to the Kohen. So the Gemara quotes one Tana Darshan, Rabbi Yosef Darshan. Just like the Yesh is only for the purpose of consuming it, so too, this is only for you to eat it. Yesh should consume it and that part, and you should consume this part. But you're not allowed to use it to be Mekadosh Anish. This is the whole mock of the whole institution that Kochi Kochim is Mamun Gavoy. The other Tana says that he doesn't see any Drasha. Kodesh Kodesh and Reish. Instead of burning it all like an oila, Chatas and Asham, you only burn the chayyim, and the rest you give to the kohen. Where do you see that ka'esh? Where do you see that the besar ha'chatos is hukesh to the esh? But the other Tana Darshan is the hekesh, and then you have the machlekes. Maybe it's only by kodesh kodosh, and then maybe even kachim kalim is also mamun gavoya. So that's the marker of the machlekes, whether kachim kalim is mamun gavoya, mamun vayim, or nothing is mamun gavoya. So Rav Chaim has a comment on the Rambam. Anatasis and Baba Kama and Perik Maruv like that, and a few Rambams, that the Rambam clearly is of the opinion that Mamun Gavoya is not to be taken literally. It doesn't mean that it doesn't belong to me. Let's say I bring a Korban Shlomim and I have all the flesh to eat. It doesn't, Kachim Kalim, let's say if you all Kach Kalim Mamun Gavoya, it doesn't mean that it doesn't belong to me. Of course it belongs to me. And the Kohen gets the Chatas and the Yashim. Of course it belongs to the Kohen. Absolutely, it's his. So Dabba Shehu Shaloya B'shus, it's his. Mar just learned that from the pasuk min ha'esh ka'esh, just like the esh is only supposed to serve the purpose of burning, of consuming the chelev haniktar, so too the chelev that's given to the kohen is only for the purpose of eating and not a lot of being mekadosh anish. So that's just a melitza, you say kachim kalim mamun gavoya just means it's a bizoyinak, it would constitute a bizoyinak dusha if you would be mekadosh anish with it. It's an iser, and you're not allowed to sell it, and you're not allowed to give it the matana. And it's so much of the design of Kedusha, even if you'll give it, Halacha says that it's not chal. It's sort of like a davar she'ein b'shusa a little bit, because you have no right to do that. You have no right to do that with it, because it's a design of Kedusha. Like you're not allowed to take a mezuzah and throw it in the garbage. But if you threw the mezuzah in the garbage, so it's a mezuzah in the garbage, what are you going to do? Then they take it away and they burn it. The city's going to burn it. What can you do? You've done it. But over here, the Halacha says, you're not allowed to take kachim kachim and maybe even kachim kalim and bim kadosh and isha, And then we even say that the Yevit, if you did it, it's not chal. But it's not to be taken literally that it's mamish dovashen ishaloi. It's just a melitza. One of the proofs that Rav Chaim quoted to demonstrate that this is so is from the Rambam in Hilchas Tmura, commenting on the Mishnah in the end of Tmura. There's an institution of Hegdish Iloi. Hegdish Iloi means Yemala, Yomoisir Kedusha Agabi Kedusha. You superimpose Kedushas, Berek Abayis on top of Kedushas Mizbeach. If you donated something to Berek Abayis and then you want to superimpose on top of it Kedushas Mizbeach, so the Rambam writes, he can't do that. He says, based on the Gemara in the end of the Gemara, he can't do that. Because they don't mark this Dovashen Ishallah. Once he gave it away to Berek Abay, so it's not yours any longer. So it's not yours, so you cannot superimpose any Kotche, any Kedushas Mizbeach. But if you will mark this something to Kotche Mizbeach, it still belongs to you. I'm still the violent. Even if it's Kotche Kotche, I am still the violent. The only thing is, I can't give a Kaddish Anisha with it, I can't give it away to Matron, I can't sell it. That would constitute a Bizoin Agdusha. But if I want to superimpose another level of Kedusha, I want to superimpose the Kedusha's Berek Abayis on top. So the Rambam says, so good. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. The Rashi and the Tesis learned that Gemara completely differently. What Hegdash Iloi is all about. That's how the Rambam learns. That you superimpose one Kedusha on top of the other, and it only works in one direction, not in the other. You are able to superimpose Kedusha's Mizbeach on top of Kedusha's Berek Abayis. Reverse. You're not able to superimpose Kedushas Mizbeach on top of Kedushas Berek Abayis because Ein Olam Agdus Dovashen Ishalom. The Rambam says, once you gave it away to Berek Abayis, it's not yours. But you are able to superimpose Kedushas Berek Abayis on top of Kedushas Mizbeach because it's a Dovashu Shalom. You see that even though the Rambam Paskins for sure, Kachim Kalim, the Ketzais has a big problem with it. Exactly how does the Rambam Paskin, whether it's Mamu Gavai, Mamu Gavai. But Kachim for sure, we know how the Rambam Paskin, Kachim, Mamu Gavai. With this drasha, minoish, klesh, that it's mama gavaya. Nonetheless, he says it's not to be taken literally. Chaim has more rayas to this, quite a few rayas. Yesterday we were speaking a little bit about the truma from other Paris or Elam. So we said the pasuk is in today's sefer. Kol chelak yitzov, kol chelak tirash bedogon. That goes on the truma of Dovah Tirush Vitzah. So that's how most of the Rishonim hold. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ravid hold that truma Samaisis Deraisa is only on Dovah Tirush Vitzah. That's all you have in the Pesukim. The Gemara in Temura is Medayik. The Mishnah says in the truma that when you mafrish truma, you have to be mafrish mimin al shena, mimin al minoy. Let's say I have a lot of grapes and I have a lot of olives and I have a lot of wheat. Olives I don't like. The grapes and the wheat, that I'll use. The olives I'm not interested. So why should I give 2% of grapes and 2% of wheat? I'll give so much from the olives, I'd like to give away all the olives. I'll donate it, whatever. So I'll give 6% from the olives, and I won't have to give the 2% from the grain and the 2% from the grapes. So the Mishnah says that even with the evidence not come. You cannot be Torah Mamma, you know, Shane and so the more derived it from this pasuk, that it says separately, Kol Chelev Yitzah. Kol chelav tirush. It says chelav lezeb, chelav lezeb. And the Gemara says a discussion. How do you know? It says kol chelav tirush bedogan. Maybe you can be marked with tirush on dogan and dogan. The Gemara has the alfusa that not. Once you know already that the yitzar has to be separate from tirush, so then the Gemara has an easy time of proving that tirush and dogan cannot be blended in together either. Marlon is asking the pasuk, why is it called chelav? It should be called trumas. Called trumas yitzah, called reishis. Reishis son, it's called reishis. Why chelav? Chelav means that you have to give min amufkar. The Targum Unkla says like that. Called tuv mishah, called tuv chama. Tuv means min amufkar. The Gemara says, if you turn min arua, ala yofa, if I have a lot of stuff. And I think, well, this is spoiled anyway. So I'll give it away to the 2% for the claim, I'll give it to the rotten stuff. If it's not Royal Achila, of course it's not Tevla anymore. So you can't be Makish if it's not Tevla. It is Royal Achila, but it's spoiled a little bit. It's not as good as the other stuff. So the Gemara says, not only is it not fair that you're cheating the coin, the Gemara says you're right on an essay, because it's a separate mitzvah essay called Chelev Yitzah. The Ramban and the Minyan HaMitzvahs counts it as a separate mitzvah. As a separate mitzvah. How did the Ramban know it's a separate mitzvah? But in the end of the mitzvah sesa, in the end of the mitzvah sesa, it has all of what he calls the hashmatas. All the mitzvah sesa, the Rambam forgot to count, and all the mitzvah sesa, the Rambam forgot to count. How did he know that this is a separate mitzvah? He would have asked me, I would have said, it's not a separate mitzvah. It's a din, you have, it's a mitzvah that ma'afresh truma. Ramban says he can't, there's two mitzvahs, one mitzvah ha'farashas truma, and one mitzvah nesinas ha'truma. The Rambam holds only counted as one mitzvah. The ma'afresh truma to give it away to the kohen. The Ramban breaks it down to its two component parts, because he says if the farmer himself is a kohen, then he only has an obligation to be ma'afresh, he doesn't have an obligation to give. So you see that sometimes you have one and you don't have the other. So that should be a proof that the two separate mitzvahs. The more in the end of Sukkah has like that. Sometimes you have A and B usually come together. Sometimes you have A without B. Tekiyah, teruah, tekiyah, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, one Tana says, since it says, v'hakilus ha'kohol tisku v'lo sariyu, and sometimes the mitzvah is only teruah, sometimes it's only tekiyah. So that shows if you have A without B and B without A, that shows even when you have it together, they're really two different mitzvahs. So here also, the Ramban argues the fact that sometimes you have a farmer who himself is a kohen or a levi, so he only has an obligation to be makrish the mice there or the children, doesn't have an obligation to give it away. So if you happen to be a Yisrael, you have an obligation to be makrish and to give away. So these are two distinct mitzvahs. Okay, so Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah to be makrish and a separate mitzvah to give away. So I would have thought that kol chelav is not a separate mitzvah to be torim and amufka. That's a prat, that's a miprata mitzvah. There's a mitzvah lehakrif korban ola kedina. So you count shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, haktorah, hefshit, nituah, every single step of the way. You don't count every step. The mitzvah is hakrovas, korban, oila, is one mitzvah with all of the protein. Raman has many mitzvahs, one of the sharashim, one of the columns, you don't count all of these. How does the Ramban know that this is a separate mitzvah says? So the Ramban brings it around. I think the Ramban writes in Hashmatas the mitzvah says, because the Gemara in the first parak in Tzmura presents a machloikis abai v'rove, where the mils of damachman olasav liyovid mahani yovid loy mahani. So the Gemara effect akasha. Why does the din say that if you turn in arua by yofer chumasa chumo? Why is it that it is chal b'riyevet? I should say yovid loy mahani. So the chayre, if the word would have been, I think the Ramban brings that right. If the halacha would have been that this is one of the protim in the mitzvah, so then the stammer you would have assumed, unless you have a drush, you would have assumed, well, that's if you want to fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimus, so do menayof al-haro. But if you won't fulfill that condition, it won't be menayof, so you'll be yotz in the mitzvah b'riyevet with that. So it won't be a mitzvah muder, it'll be a mitzvah shein muder. So I think that's the Ramban's hechrich, that he assumes that it's an independent mitzvah. So imam is in violation of the whole mitzvah. You can't say, well, he did the mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. No, he did that mitzvah. Afrash Shumi did this mitzvah, did he turn menayof? He absolutely violated the whole thing. So that's why the Gemara raised the question, Milsa Damachman Lesavid, Yovid, you should say Yovid Lang Nahani. So the Gemara brings a right that it is Chabriyel. There's a discussion in Achrayim on that. There's a question how the Rambam passes, Yovid Nahani, Yovid Nahani. Because there's theories of Lech Mishnah, there's theories in Rambam. It's unclear. In the Gemara it says, in the Gemara seems to say there's no Nachkamin Ladin. But in the Rambam there seems to be a couple of Nachkamin. That's question number one. How come the Rambam was smarter than the Gemara? The Gemara couldn't come up with any Nachmin Allah al-Mais, and the Rambam has a few. That's one problem. And problem number two, there is theories in the Rambam. Here the Rambam seems to imply that he holds the other Lema, and here the Rambam seems to imply the other Lema. So the question is, according to that opinion in the Gemara, that there's such a Shita, Yavid, Lema, is it only a Milsa Dharma Rahman of Loi Sabbath if it's a Lois essay, or even if it's only a violation of an essay? If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Charlach once told me that his grandfather has a Sefer Beis Zevul. I once saw it in his office. I think in the Beis Zevul, if I'm not mistaken, his grandfather has a discussion on this topic, an esoteric topic, within the Shita that holds that Yavid Loi Mahani, is that only a Milsa Dam Rahman or Loi Sabit Aloi Sesei? Well, I mean, the Torah is that you're supposed to do it anything, you didn't do it right. You weren't supposed to do this, even if it's an Iser Esser. Because L'chor it is, the Ramban doesn't hold that it's a Lois Esser. It's only an Iser Esser. And nonetheless, the Gemara had a discussion. The Gemara does have a discussion of this, that you should say, Yavid Ban Mahani on this. I think he told me his grandfather has a discussion on this, on the following kasha. How can you have a Machloikis HaTanoim and a Machloikis HaMarim with a Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona or not? What do you mean mitzvah is kavana? L'hatchila, everybody agrees mitzvah is kavana. And I'll tell you, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Mishnah. Everybody agrees that l'hatchila mitzvah is kavana, as it says in Chumash and Kriyashma, U'yavda b'chol v'achim. When you do the mitzvahs, you should have in mind the shas asiyas and mitzvah, you're doing the shame mitzvah. That's called sichas kavana. The only machlokes in the Gemara is that the mitzvah sichas kavana is even the kuvah. What if you did the mitzvah the li kavana? Do you say that you're not even yet together? So his grandfather discusses the kasha. If you already yodid by mahani, since there's a mitzvah minatayra, that kavana when you do the mitzvah. So if you're in violation of that mitzvah, why not say yodid by mahani? That's not even an iser esen. It's not a yomavatla mitzvah esen. It's not exactly the same. He told me that I never saw. He told me that's what his grandfather has a total on that topic. There's a question how he passed. There seem to be steers in the Rambam. The Mishnah points out steers in the Rambam. Are they passing the Yom
Ha'adah?
No, he's asking how come no one in the Gemara ever, how can he outsmart the Gemara? How come the Gemara never mentioned such a thing? That if since L'chadchila deraisa there is a din, mitzvah sichas kavana, liyavu b'chol b'achem, so if you hold that the Yavu b'mahad even applies to a mitzvah sessing, not just to a loy sessing, there, but let me turn it to says to an Easter essay. I tell men rally up to an Easter essay. Shouldn't apply to a mitzvah essay. Why should I? I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe that's what he answers. I don't know. I don't have this. Okay. So, Sunday morning, I am free. I have a wedding on Sunday night. I don't have something.